Some Northwest cities and counties are exploring whether to use local or private money to keep their airport control towers open. By mid-June, the federal government plans to close the control towers at 13 small to medium-sized airports across the region. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Across-the-board budget cuts, known as the sequester, have led the Federal Aviation Administration to cancel a contract for control tower staffing at smaller western airfields. Some of the affected airports, such as one near Sun Valley, Idaho, another in Renton, Washington, are threatening to sue to stop the move. Other communities are scrounging for local dollars to keep their control towers open, at least part-time. Pierce County, Washington Airport and Ferry Manager Deb Wallace is researching how much it would cost to hire controllers for busy summer weekends at Tacoma Narrows Airport.
We are exploring and will be exploring the opportunity to actually receive sponsorship. I think that there may be a business opportunity for sponsorship by various companies to provide this kind of service.
In Idaho Falls, the manager of the city-operated airport has offered to shift money from the maintenance budget, at least for the short term, to keep that control tower open. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.